USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Labor Secretary is cheering the latest jobs report.
We have a strong job market. 95% of the jobs that were lost pre-pandemic are back. We still have some work to do. We saw great gains in manufacturing.
The economy added 428,000 jobs in April, and the unemployment remained steady at 3.6%. Labor Secretary Marty Walz saying most of the jobs lost during the height of the pandemic have returned. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby is blasting leaks about U.S. intelligence sharing with Ukraine. Kirby calling it unconscionable, adding it's hard to see how it's helpful for sources to be talking to reporters about intelligence that's being provided to help defend Ukraine. Today is National Nurses Day, which first started being recognized back in 1974. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
We're learning new details about the relationship between an escaped inmate and an Alabama corrections officer who's on the run.
Female corrections officer 56-year-old Vicky White, who escaped with an Alabama inmate facing murder charges, had a relationship with the man that spanned at least 2 years. That's according to the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office. She remains at large with 6'9" Casey White at 38 years old. Both are considered armed and dangerous.
The FDA is imposing strict limits on Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. The new FDA rules mean folks can't get a J&J COVID shot unless they're an adult 18 or older or specifically ask for it or have no access to the other COVID vaccines. The FDA moves comes after at least 60 people developed a rare and dangerous blood clotting condition linked to the J&J vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
First Lady Jill Biden is in Romania Friday on the first stop of her 4-day trip to Eastern Europe. The White House saying she will meet with U.S. troops and embassy staff and later visit a refugee center for displaced Ukrainian children. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is signing what he calls the largest tax relief package in state history as inflation continues to hit Americans' wallets. He explains what goods will see temporary tax holidays.
The tax relief you're going to see are going to see breaks for really critical needs like gas, diapers, disaster supplies, tools for skilled trades, recreational activities, you name it. And so families are going to be able to save for things that really matter for them.
There will also be no taxes on children's books leading up to the school year as that tax holiday starts next week and will go until August 14th. Travis Stone knows horses and the silks. He's a race caller at Churchill Downs, and he's been studying the Kentucky Derby horses for 6 weeks.
I'll memorize the horses 10 minutes to post, but I've had these in my mind for weeks now.
He's made flashcards to memorize the jockey's silks and has several pages of notes on each horse. In the moments before the Derby, Stone doesn't listen to the playing of My Old Kentucky Home because he doesn't want to get emotional before calling the race. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.